and welcome to the Fit Chicks and Hormones podcast, where we offer suggestions and information about balancing your hormones naturally so that you can start taking action today. I'm excited to be here today with you, sharing my experiences and the experiences of my clients in hopes that you will learn so much about how you should truly feel when you take the action steps to a life full of hormone harmony. Hello, everyone, and happy Friday. We are at the last day of the 5 Lifestyle Hacks for Menopause and Weight Loss. Hopefully, you've been tuning in for these trainings throughout the week. And if you've missed any of them, go back, watch them. They're all still there. Lots of great information in there. So far, we've covered nutrition, talking about cleaning up inflammatory foods, tracking to see where our calories are sitting, and seeing if we're hitting our protein, and making sure you're eating enough. That's something that is so important because I find that so many women are just not eating enough food or enough of the right foods. Next, the importance of strength training, weight training, because we're losing muscle as we age. So lifting those weights is going to help to keep that body fat off. Wednesday, we talked about sleep and how if we don't get enough, it contributes to belly fat. And the same goes for stress. If it's not managed, we can't lose weight and we're going to get more belly fat. So those are the things that we've talked about so far this week. Those are some of the lifestyle hacks that you need to address if you're in perimenopause or menopause and you're struggling to lose weight. And if you're in perimenopause and menopause, you'll know because you're struggling to lose weight or you're not sleeping or you're feeling overwhelmed and anxious and just out of control. You have brain fog. You don't have energy. If that's where you're at, this is where you need to start, okay? So go back, check them out if you missed them. They have lots of great information, lots of good takeaways. Make sure you are taking notes. So if you're here, hashtag I'm here. And if you're watching the replay, hashtag replay. I really appreciate who is tuning in and who is watching and what you're getting out of this. So make sure you let me know that as you're going along. If there's something that's new that you haven't heard before, let me know that so I can give you more of that information. So we are here day number 5. And today I want to talk about the everyday toxins that are affecting our ability to lose weight. During menopause, I already talked about the hormonal shifts that are going on, you know, the dropping levels of estrogen and testosterone and progesterone. These are making it more challenging for us to lose weight. But with these lifestyle hacks that I'm talking about, we can naturally boost them so that we can start to see weight loss happen. But what many people don't realize is that everyday toxins are lurking in our environment. These are further complicating things by mimicking our hormones and disrupting our hormone balance. So they're pretending that there are hormones circulating through our body, which are causing a lot of things. If you're noticing maybe night sweats, hot flashes, irritability, mood swings, brain fog, rashes, and there's so many different ways that these toxins can affect our body. I know this firsthand from mold exposure was horrific on my hormones. It was an exhausting almost 5 to 6 years of healing from living in a moldy environment. So it can definitely, and it's not just mold, it's so many things. It's the air we breathe, that's in the products that we use, which I'm going to touch base on. So these toxins are known as endocrine disruptors, and they have structures similar to natural hormones, and they can sneak into our body through various sources. Let's talk about plastics, right? We've all heard about how bad plastics are for you. BPA in food containers and plastic water bottles can leach into our food and our water, mimicking estrogen and potentially impacting your metabolism and your fat storage. So don't be drinking out of plastic water bottles. Don't be putting your food in. If your food is hot after you've prepared it or whatever, don't put it in plastic containers. Wait till it cools, put it in a glass container, or wait till it cools and then put it in the plastic. But try to stay away from plastic and water bottles as much as possible. And if you have a plastic water bottle, sometimes we just grab and go, right? Make sure that you are not having it sit somewhere in the sun. That is going to make it worse. These estrogen disruptors are in, or I should say hormone disruptors are in personal care products. So think parabens. You want to look for parabens, phthalates, and other chemicals that are in your soaps, your shampoo, your cosmetics, anything that goes on your body, anything that you wash your clothes with, wash your dishes with. These can disrupt your thyroid function and hormonal signaling, affecting weight loss and weight regulation. Foods, when it comes to foods, pesticides and herbicides, residues on our fruits and vegetables can interfere with hormone production and can contribute to weight gain, especially for women and children. So, if you don't know, you can look up, I think it's a not the daily. Oh, I'll have to think. I'll have to remember this and tell you. But if you're not sure, always wash your fruits and vegetables. If it has a skin on it that can't be penetrated, you might want to wash it off. But anyway, wash your fruits and vegetables or buy organic if you possibly can. You never know what is going into that, but an inside of it, hopefully nothing's getting inside. If it is, just make sure you're cooking it very well. Household cleaning products. It's called triclosan in antibacterial soaps and certain chemicals and cleaners can disrupt your hormone activity and affect your metabolism. Your metabolism is your fat burning, right? So all these products, all these things that you're coming in contact with are continuing to affect our bodies. They're keeping us from losing weight because our bodies think that it's driving our hormones in the wrong direction, especially estrogen. If you haven't heard about estrogen dominance, I have a podcast on that. You can go check that out. But that's when our estrogen levels are higher than our progesterone because they're supposed to balance each other out. But when our estrogen is high, even as those numbers are dropping, if it's higher than your progesterone, it's going to cause all kinds of symptoms like I talked about earlier. So what happens when we overload our body? So what happens when we overload our already compromised menopausal bodies, right? As I just mentioned, they mimic the estrogen in the body. And this excess estrogen activity, even though it's not true estrogen, can promote fat accumulation and weight gain, particularly in the belly. If you've been listening to me all week long, all these things that we're talking about are can contribute to that belly fat, the menopausal belly fat that we talk about, that all the women are concerned about. If you don't practice and focus on these lifestyle hacks, these lifestyle practices, that will never go away, right? It will stay there. These things can interfere with your thyroid function, which plays a vital role in metabolism and energy expenditure. And this can lead to reduced calorie burning and more weight gain. And we already talked about how our body's already not burning as many calories at rest because of our dropping hormones. So if there's anything that we can do that's simple and easy like this, getting rid of these products, why not do that, right? So what can we do about it? How can we as women be proactive about this to help create that hormone balance, to create a body that's ready and willing to get rid of the body fat? Well, completely eliminating exposure is going to be difficult, right? Because you can walk outside and be exposed. And unless you live in a bubble, we just have to make better choices, such as, if possible, choose organic produce and grass-fed meats when possible. This reduces your exposure to pesticide and herbicide residues. So when you can find those good deals, pick those up. The Clean 15, that's what it is. Look online for Clean 15. Those are the products that you can buy and you don't have to worry about, but there are some that you have, the Dirty Dozen. I knew it would come to me. Look that up on the internet and it will tell you exactly what fruits and vegetables are safe and which ones you should be cleaning before you eat. Another thing you can do is use glass or stainless steel water bottles and food containers, like I talked about earlier. Avoid plastic, especially anything that's labeled with BPA free, as they may contain similar chemicals, even though they say that they're supposed to be BPA free, right? Read your labels carefully. Choose personal care products like lotion, your makeup, your soap, your shampoo, labeled paraben free or phthalate free, sulfate free. Opt for natural cleaning products when possible. There are so many out there, you just need to do the research, and it doesn't take that much time. You can also go and check any of your products on a website called ewg.org/skindeep. It's a great site that tells you all the products, almost all the products out there, and it rates them. And you want to get the ones that are rated either zero, which means there's no toxins in them, 1 to 2 would be okay, but you don't want to go much higher than that, okay? Wash your fruits and vegetables thoroughly. This helps remove any surface contaminants. So while this may seem a little bit overwhelming because you're thinking, oh my gosh, everything that I use I have to get rid of? No, just start simple. As you need to replace things, like let's just say you run out of mascara, go and look for a better alternative, a natural, more natural mascara. This is what I always search. If I'm looking for something natural, it's all natural mascara, all natural eyeshadow, all natural body lotion. And those should give you options. But also make sure you check the ingredients to make sure they say no BPAs, no phthalates, all that, and that will help you to buy the best product for your body. And then slowly start to go through them. So as you run out of another thing, buy another better option. As you run out of something else, so instead of throwing it all away and starting over, as you need to purchase new products, just try to find something that's a little more natural for you. Okay, that's it. I just want to touch base on that because I think that's so important. I think that's really something probably we all know about nutrition and movement, strength training, sleep and stress, but maybe you don't know about these toxin products. Anything that smells, anything that has some type of smell to it, or yeah, a lot of smells, like which is crazy because those smells that you think are so good, they're actually affecting your hormones. So you should try to avoid them at all things. I only named a few of them, but there's so much more out there that you should be avoiding. And you can also search for this or ask me. I can direct you. I probably have a podcast on this that I can direct you to as well. But if you have any questions about it, just reach out to me. I'm always here, happy to help, happy to answer any questions. So please share your biggest takeaway or something that you have learned in this training or in the trainings previous, something that you feel like, you know what, this is where I'm lacking, this is where I have to focus now. Share that with me. That's kind of the accountability piece that we all need, right? Put that below. I would love to help keep you accountable with that. And if you come across any natural products that you're like, oh, I just tried this. This is amazing. Come back and share that with me, or share it in my Fit Chicks and Hormones community. The women there are always looking for natural products to use. So I hope that you've learned something these past 5 days, and in just by knowing about what affects your hormones and your weight loss and taking steps to better your health, create more balance in your hormones, you will see improvement in your overall life. I promise you will. You're going to feel more alive. You're going to feel more confident, more empowered, because you're going to know exactly what to do, because you took a stand towards your hormonal health. And in doing that, I'm proud of you. I think it's just the knowledge. We need the knowledge. We need the information so that we can start implementing that. Keep doing what you're doing. And if you ever need anything, I'm here to answer any questions when it comes to hormones and weight loss. I hope you have the best day ever, the best weekend ever, and I will talk to you soon. Goodbye. Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks and Hormones podcast. And if you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with your friends by sharing it in your stories and tagging me on Instagram at Fit Chicks and Hormones or on Facebook at Angie Marone. And if you have a free minute, a review would be great too. Feel free to message me with any questions either on Facebook or Instagram. I love helping women move through their hormonal years with ease.